ως αυτόν φιβολθενή εθμόουτ ο αφνίζα Σοι συνήφι οι αφήμσιμον αμήν πεφιωτελή.
Before becoming in last one, it's a man in gear in Mokadas. Faslum in Bisharatin in gear, Limalim Nemeri, Hanel Bashir, Barakat, who are Gamien Amin. من مزامير معلمنا داود النبي بركته معنا امين To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one Who waits on you be ashamed. Mubarak ninati bismin rabbina kuwait. ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا ملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين وفي اليوم الأخير العظيم من العيد وقف يسوع ونادى إن عطش أحد فليقبلوا إلي ويشرب He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. But the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, my beloved, we are, the church is preparing us for the celebration of ascending the Holy Spirit upon the disciples on the Pentecost, which we'll celebrate on Sunday. Tomorrow is the Vesper of the Pentecost. بكرة عشية عيد العنصرة والكنيسة كده بتحضرنا عن حلول الروح القدس والكنيسة دي لها فترة بتحضرنا. It's for maybe 2 weeks now we're talking about the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is as Christ said today in the Gospel of today. It says on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let he come to me and drink." يقولهم كده في آخر يوم العيد وده كان عيد. ده كان عيد المظال وكان بيقعدوا 7 أيام عشان بيفتكروا رعاية الله ليهم في البرية وعندهم كان في طقس وله رمز كان هم فاهمين ان هو at the end and on the last day that the priest he got water in a kind of bottle and he breaks it to remember how God used to give water to them. However, our Lord Jesus Christ today, he's changing this meaning totally. He's telling them, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. قال كده عشان يغير المسيح حتى المفهوم اللي كانوا فاهمين ان هو ده علشان يفتكروا البريه. لا ده المسيح غيره تماما يقول لا ان عطش احد فليقبل الي ويشرب. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And then the next verse that it changed everything, he said he was speaking, he spoke concerning the spirit whose believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So that God gave them this feast and this kind of action to talk about his Holy Spirit. عشان كده المسيح وهو بيغير مفاهيم ان المية دي اللي هتخرج من كل من بطنه او من قلب الانسان اللي مؤمن بيه انهار ماء حية. كان بيتكلم عن الروح القدس ويقول ان المسيح الروح القدس لم يعطى بعد لان يسوع لم يكن قد مجد بعده. وكأنه عايز يقول لنا ان غرض المجد كله بتاع الصليب وان هو يقوم ويصعد للسماء علشان يرسل لينا الروح القدس. So that he's telling us that the aim of glorifying Jesus is to give us his Holy Spirit. So today let's take few minutes to talk about who is the Holy Spirit and why we sometimes struggling in our relationship to God. Let's talk about a little bit some verses about who is the Holy Spirit. Because at certain point, our Lord Jesus Christ was talking to the disciples and is telling them, it's for your advantage. It's better for you that I go to send you the Holy Spirit. And that was a kind of shock, because if I am one of the disciples, I told him, no, don't send anyone. We want you in our life. It's like telling them, no, because now I am with you. But when I send the Holy Spirit, I will be in you. And I'll be in you forever. And talking about the Holy Spirit also, he was speaking a lot about the Holy Spirit, like for in Luke. He was saying that if anyone had a son and he asked him a bread, would he will give him a stone? If you ask him a fish, would he give him a serpent? If you ask him an egg, would he give him a scorpion? And he is saying that if you can give these good gifts to your sons, how about the Father who will give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks? That this is the most important gift that our God is giving to us is the Holy Spirit. And today he's telling us, if you thirst, come to me. And sometimes he's talking about the Holy Spirit as a bread as well. He will eat. He was talking about the Holy Spirit is like the Holy Spirit, the world will not know him. And nobody cares about him in the world. However, he's telling them, you will know him because he will stay with you forever. I will not leave you. I will send you another. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. And he said that he will teach you everything. He will teach you everything. And one more thing, he will give you the victory, the conquer of the in Romans 8. And a lot of verses talking about the Holy Spirit and make us wonder why we don't have this fellowship, because he is also the spirit of the fellowship. احنا بنقول الروح الشركة هو الروح اللي بيخلينا في شركة مع الله الآب والابن في شركة. ويقول لنا ان هو يفحص حتى اعماق الله الروح القدس. مش بس كده, ده بيقول لنا احنا ما نعرفش نصلي, وده يخلينا اسئله كتير تيجي في ذهننا, هو انا فعلا ليه ما بعرفش اصلي؟ اصل انا لسه ما عنديش الشركه مع الروح القدس, لسه ما عشتش الحق الالهي ده الحق الكتابي بتاع ان انا ليا الروح القدس ان هو يعلمني يشفع فينا بانات لا ينطق بها, يعرف حتى اعماق الله. ده يعلمنا حتى ازاي نصلي لان هو يعرف اعماق الله. ده يخلينا الحقيقه في الايام دي, on these days we open our hearts, and when we come and celebrate the ascending of the Holy Spirit, we open our hearts. God, I want to have the Holy Spirit in me. I want to have this life of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual life that you promise. Because without the Holy Spirit, I cannot be transformed. I can't be changed. I can't be even repent. And with the Holy Spirit, I will know what the will of God. Everything will change. The life is totally changed. But there is a problem that the Holy Spirit, when we ask, that God said, when if you ask, you will get the Holy Spirit. But there is an issue that we cannot sometimes receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will not come and I will keep sin in my life. As if I want the Holy Spirit in me, but I have something also dark in my life. I want to keep it away from the Holy Spirit. Unless the Holy Spirit take over everything in my life, I cannot have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. الروح القدس, لأنه ده الروح القدس, ده هو اللي يقدس. ما ينفعش الروح القدس يجي وأنا براعي خطية في حياتي مش عايز أسيبها. أقول له يا رب أنت تعالى أملك على كل حياتي, بس الحتة دي مش هينفع أجي جنبها لأني بحبها. الحتة دي مش عايز أتخلص منها. العلاقة دي, الطريقة دي, المكان ده, الأشخاص دول, الكلام ده, الخصام ده. There is something I want to keep away, but other than that, I want to live with you. I want to live this beautiful life you promised. But the Holy Spirit, when He comes, and when we ask for Him, and when God gives Him to us, because He is the Spirit of truth, He will show me the truth, and He will start to point to this. This is wrong, and this is darkness, and this cannot be live with me. And He will start to teach me, because that's what Jesus Christ, our Lord, He was promised. He will take from me and give you. He will teach you everything. He will remind you from all what I have said to you. He will keep reminding me. And He will show me the way. This is wrong way, and this is the right way. And it's up to me at this point. He will start to, the aim of the Holy Spirit at this stage, when we ask Him, He will tell Him, you need to hate your sin. محتاجين ان انا اكره الخطية. I need to strive more about what I'm doing. It will take time, yes. It will take effort, yes. But I am here to change you. But first you have to give me the space. You have to give me the permission by praying, struggling about what you're doing wrong. And what if I fail again? I will raise you up again. But you keep struggling, keep striving, and I will teach you. St. Paul, he is saying that I don't do the good I want. At this point that St. Paul was describing this stage, like the good I want to do, I don't go, I do the evil. So the Holy Spirit, when He comes and He take over the heart, I still have the flesh. And they are against each other, that the Bible said. بيقول لك أن الروح يشتهي ضد الجسد والجسد يشتهي ضد الروح. الشيطان هيعمل شغله برضو. And I have the lust in my flesh, and he will keep resisting this move. He will keep resisting. And I have these two ways at this point. Either to go and walk in the Spirit, or I will find that it's hard to leave my sin. And it's up to me at this point. And the Holy Spirit will keep walk in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. And if I start to walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will take over everything in my life. It changed my mind. And when I change the noose, the mind, I will start to see the world differently. I will start to see God differently. I will start to break some gods in my life that I build over and over. And He will start to work in my life. And then the light will start to come from inside and out. When I give my life, when I give everything in my life to Him and tell Him, take over, take over. But if I start to know this truth about the Holy Spirit, about God, and I will stop at the stage of I hope, I wish, but I don't do anything, the Holy Spirit will not come. I have to invite Him when we ask Him in the third hour and tell, please come and dwell in us. It's like, I love to come and dwell in you, but I need to give Him the space to work. I believe. Yes, I like to do it. Yes, I like to walk in the Spirit, but this is not enough. This is the first stage. The second, I need to hate sin. أنا لو وقفنا عند لو وقفنا في الحق الإلهي ده والحق الكتابي اللي هو من غيره مش هيبقى ليا شركة مع الروح القدس. لو وقفت عند حد إن أنا هصلي، هتمنى، أنا بحب كده، أنا بحب ربنا، أنا عايز كده. دي مرحلة أولى. لكن في مرحلة تانية لازم، وأنا بحب كده أكره الخطية، أكره الشر. برضي مرحلة تانية. المرحلة التالتة عشان يجي ماء الأنهار، الماء الحي، المسيح يقول لنا طب ما أنا محتاجك تحفر، محتاجك إنك أنت تحفر. طب يا رب أنا عايز وبحفر بس struggling. ونيجي نقول له حتى زي المزمور النهاردة، المزمور النهاردة بيقول له in the psalm today is like, God, I don't trust myself anymore. Let's open our hearts in these days and tell Him, God, yes, I kept trying to get a new heart for myself. However, I failed. Oh Lord, I lift up my soul to You. Oh my God, I trust in You. Let's pray and tell Him, I stopped trusting myself. I really stopped trusting myself. I really stopped trusting my gods. What I'm doing, whatever I rely on my life. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord. And this psalm is like, ashamed, that means I live my life, continue my life without to have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let not my enemies triumph over me. That the Satan, he whatever I looking for, whatever I longing for away from the Holy Spirit, he will give it to me. Do you want money? I will give you more. Do you want success in your life? I'll give you more. But don't get in a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I will give you whatever. Even if you're trying to get away from the Holy Spirit, even by serving, I will give you service. And you will be a star in service. But do not get in the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And this is crucial. This is critical in my life. Because He is the Spirit of life. Without Him, I am in death. Indeed, let no one who waits on You be ashamed. Now we are, let's have the 3 days until we pray the kneeling prayer on Sunday on our knees, telling Him, come and dwell on us. Come and be in us. Fill our hearts. Take over. I am ashamed in my whole life. I spend my whole life just nothing. Fight for nothing. Live for nothing. كفاية تضيع وقت. كفايانا نعيش في الضلمة. كفايانا نعيش بعيد عن معية الله. الأيام دي نصلي من قلوبنا، نرفع قلوبنا ونقول له يا رب عليك توكلت. أنا مش هتوكل على نفسي تاني. أنا مش عارف أعمل لي قلب لحمي. أنا قلبي تحجر من كتر بسمع صوتك وبتجاهل صوتك وبتجاهل روحك القدوس. انزع مني القلب الحجري زي ما قلت في حسقيال، واديكم قلب لحمي. ده يا ربي، ده انا جاي وراكع ليك. ونقف كده في يوم الحد واحنا راكعين قدام الروح القدس، تفضل وحل فينا. انا يا رب مدي لك الوقت، مدي لك المساحه في حياتي انك تيك اوفر. لهنا المجد دائما ابديا، امين.
أه. Господь Христос, Автон Фево, Хениез Моав, Шена Фепшо Енифи, Оуи,
Сепсехор. رب تسبيحا جديدا خبره بمجده وبعجائبه المسيح قام من الأموات وصعد إلى السماء
came to Bethany with his holy disciple. He raised his hands and blessed them. He ascended to the heavens and to the Si gentino nem shai
nefes maro ot jefiot nem epchiri nem pi ebnevma et ovab titreyes ejik Evon tenu oshnemos tenti oonos.
In Sophia, Cyprus, Chomain, Krieleison, Krieleison, Hanamas me.
Allah ilayhim dam l'kul khalif s-samayu al-ard mayra mayla yura nomen brabin wahid. Yes,
one. مولود غير مخلوق مساوي الألف الجوهر الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي نجاه نحن البشر من أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء وتجسد من روح القدس وهو مريم العذراء تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بلاص البنطي تألم وكبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم السادس كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبيه وأيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس الملكين قضاء نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس رب المحن بصك من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن ناطق بالأنبياء كنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولية ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة خطايا وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدار التي آمين.
لنم. أخطيت يا بأخوتي سامحوني صفعني شليل فلوقي تي إزمو إرني بار